A Sudanese refugee detained on Manus Island has won a major human rights award in Switzerland. Abdul Aziz Mohammed was given special permission to travel to Geneva to accept the Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders. The 25-year-old has been outspoken about the quality of life in offshore detention. I spoke to our Papua New Guinea correspondent Natalie Whiting a short time ago. Natalie, what can you tell us about Abdul Aziz Mohammed?
Well, he's a refugee from Sudan. He fled war there as a teenager. And while in a refugee camp, he was concerned about rebels abducting him, and his parents advised him to flee, which he did, and obviously ended up on a boat trying to come to Australia, and was one of those taken to Manus Island. So he's been on Manus Island for more than 5 years with the other refugees and asylum seekers there. And he's become a very outspoken person. From very early on, he was one of the main people contacting the media, contacting refugee organisations, human rights organisations, who he's continued working with. In the end, he ended up sending 4,000 voice messages for a popular podcast, and he's sent a lot of vision and done a lot of interviews. So this award, they've said, acknowledging the work he's done in highlighting what was happening on Manus Island, what conditions were like, and for working with those organisations. And he mentioned that and spoke about the work that he has been doing while accepting this award, and also how he and other refugees and asylum seekers are feeling on Manus Island.
Not an easy to be an incarcerated in a place where all the fingers pointed at you as a criminal, and all the word that you hear from people surrounding you that you have made a mistake. Why do you come to this country? And you deserve to be in detention center. I took this path to stand up and fight for the rights of everyone on Manus Island. And through my roads, the 5 years that I spent on Manus Island, I have faced so much. I have been harassed. I have been put in a jail from the detention center, solitary confined.
That's Abdul Aziz Mohammed receiving the Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders in Geneva there. And Natalie, what happens to Mr. Mohammed now?
Well, it's quite incredible that he was able to go to Geneva to accept this award in person. I mean, the award is run by a large group of human rights organisations and the UN, and they've helped assist him in travelling over there because he doesn't have travel documents. So he's over there for 2 weeks. That's been also facilitated by the Swiss government. But he has said that he will be returning to Manus Island. He dedicated the award to people on Manus Island and to other refugees. And he says he wants to go back and take the award back.
And I'm only going to be here for 2 weeks, and I was still going to go back to Manus. And people are waiting for me. People are believing that they are watching very close. They are waiting for me to share this award with them and to let them know that the international community acknowledge our existence, our resilience, our struggle, and most importantly, it's going to be an historical moment for us.
Manus Island detainee Abdul Aziz Mohammed. And before him, we heard from our Papua New Guinea correspondent, Natalie Whiting.